It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.
What does the future hold? Examining biblical doctrines, history, and current events. It's Prophecy Time. Author and Pastor Alan Davis will help you have a better understanding of biblical prophecy. Using the whole counsel of the Word of God, Pastor Davis unapologetically promotes and defends the literal, personal return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now with today's Prophecy Time message, here's Alan Davis.
Yes! My name is Alan Davis, and I'm thrilled to death that you are with us today. I am a minister and preacher of the simple gospel message, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As Paul's prayer to the Thessalonians was to keep them from evil. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says this, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." The wise man said this in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 19 and 20. "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out." Jesus said this in Luke chapter 6, verse 45. "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." And notice also the words of Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." The psalmist said this in chapter 140, verse 1. "Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man." And notice the words of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 6, verse 35. "But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Paul wrote this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." And Paul said this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came upon me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Are you being kept from evil today and or the evil man?
Sharing the love of Christ, it's prophecy time.
We would like to extend a special invitation to you and your family to join us this Sunday for Resurrection Day services. We are located in the Bartow Mall in Co-op City, the lower level, room 28. See you then.
Bringing you the good news, it's prophecy time.
Bible prophecy. Do you fear what's to come? It's prophecytime.org has near 200 points of study to help you make sense of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy helps us understand the wrath to come, how to avoid it, and stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It's Prophecy Time works with Bronx Building Baptist Church. Go to itsprophecytime.org to donate $20 and keep this powerful ministry on WMCA. Any humble gift will help us reach the unsaved. itsprophecytime.org.
The It's Prophecy Time message today is entitled, Cut Off, But Not For Himself. The 77s of Daniel chapter 9 is the most important Bible prophecy. And we're going to be picking up here in verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, or seven periods, and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. In order for us to understand the 77s of Daniel in chapter 9, we are certainly going to have to understand 7 key phrases in the Bible, 2 in the book of Daniel, 5 in the book of Revelation, and 2 of the more important ones are found in Revelation chapter 11, verse 2, talking about the time of the 2 witnesses and their ministry being 1,260 days, and also the expulsion of Satan, how long he persecutes the nation of Israel for in verse 6 of Revelation chapter 12, also 1,260 days, or 1,260 days. And we know from Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, that something happens in the middle of the 7. And so we have half of the Bible prophecy as being 1,260 days. And so we know that if half of it is 1,260 days, then we know the other half is also 1,260 days. And adding those together gives us a total of 2,520 days. That is 1 7, or a period of 7 years, as we have the prophetic year being 360 days, 42 months of 30 days each. And so we see in Daniel chapter 7 that this Bible prophecy is divided into 3 sections. A 7, 2,520 days of 17,640 days. A 62 7 period of 2,520 days or 156,240 days. And adding that together, we have an overall total of 69 of these seven periods of 2,520 days, or from the beginning of the commandment on March the 14th, 445 BC in Nehemiah chapter 2 by the Persian king Artaxerxes Longimanus to the first Palm Sunday on April the 6th, AD 32, there was a total of 173,880 days, as the 62 seven periods of 2,520 days was just an extension from the expiration of the first section to the Messiah, the Prince. And notice what Jesus said in Luke chapter 19, starting with verse 42, on the first Palm Sunday. If thou hast known, even thou at least in this thy day. He's talking about the end of the 69 seven period here on the first Palm Sunday. This thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. So the Messiah, the Prince, was cut off after the 62 seven period, which was also after the seven period, or this total period of 173,880 days after March the 14th, 445 BC. And so the Messiah, the Prince, was cut off a few days after the first Palm Sunday. But it was not for himself. And the question that we want to ask today, and hopefully be able to answer in the next few minutes, is what are some observations about this Messiah, the Prince, being cut off? Well, today we're going to be looking at two observations about the Messiah, the Prince, being cut off, but not for himself. Number one is his offering. Many verses in the book of Hebrews talk about Jesus Christ being made an offering for sins, such as Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. Hebrews 7, 27, he offered up himself as a sacrifice for sins. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews chapter 9, verses 25 and 26. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, for Christ hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure, perhaps, For a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth, he shows, he demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And notice Romans chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. So Jesus Christ offered himself as the sin offering, an individual who is without spot. And then also, let's think about this. He did not die for himself. He was not cut off for himself. He was cut off for others. Jesus Christ thought about others. Notice what Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Listen to the words of Jesus Christ here in John chapter 3, starting with verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Notice 1 Peter chapter 2, starting with verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us. He was thinking about others, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin? Neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. And notice what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, starting with verse 7. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He's thinking about others. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. He's thinking about the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, willingly giving himself, thinking about others. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So today we looked at the two observations about this Messiah, the Prince, in Daniel chapter 9, the 77s of Daniel, who was cut off, but not for himself. He gave an offering, yes, but he was thinking of others. He was thinking of others. Maybe the Lord is speaking to your heart today. Maybe the Lord is drawing you. Maybe you need to bow your head, bow your heart. If you see yourself as a sinner, if the Lord is drawing you to himself today, and pray something like this: Dear God, I am a sinner, but I believe in the simple gospel message and receive you now as my personal Savior. Amen.
Bringing you the good news, it's Prophecy Time.
If you just prayed this prayer to receive Christ as Savior, we would like to send you a booklet for new converts that will help you grow in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. Please call 646-314-3625 so we can get this booklet in the mail to you as soon as possible.
You're listening to It's Prophecy Time.
We would like to extend a special invitation to you and your family to join us this Sunday for Resurrection Day services. We are located in the Bartow Mall in Co-op City, the lower level, room 28. See you then.
Safe, reliable, encouraging. It's Prophecy Time.
Would you consider visiting one of our church services? Our next scheduled Sunday morning services in the Bronx will be on Palm Sunday, March the 24th, and Easter Sunday, March the 31st, starting at 10:45 at the Bartow Mall, 2049 Bartow Avenue, room 28, lower level. Please try to visit us on one of these 2 days.
Always encouraging. It's Prophecy Time.
In appreciation for your gift of $20 or more, we would love to send you a nifty pocket-sized book that will help you to be a more confident soul winner. It is a small book that easily fits in your pocket or bag. I have one and study it often. It comes in handy to read on the bus or train. Its Prophecy Time program needs to be 100% supported. I know we can count on you. We will gladly send you a Vest Pocket Companion for Soul Winners, written by R.A. Torrey, to express our thanks for your $20 or more contribution. Yes, we do thank you.
Thank you for listening to It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis. Generous listeners like you make the airing of this program possible. Contributions are greatly appreciated. Write to It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Here's the address again. It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Join us again for the next scheduled program of It's Prophecy Time.
It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from Evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.